everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes.
Cab Galloway introducing our old friend John Lendorf from Radio Nivels. Great to see you in the studio, John.
Great to see you, Sam. We were just saying we've been chatting for some time over the years, and it's good to actually be in the studio for one thing.
But it's great to see you, and great to see your guests.
Yeah, my guest today is Deb Cameron. She is the food editor of Yellow Scene magazine. If you're not familiar with it, it's a monthly publication that focuses on the East County. East Boulder County in a lot of different ways. And I met Deb a bit back, and we've been talking about food. And so we're going to kind of flip the script here this morning. Instead of me babbling on about food and issues and stuff, Deb wanted to talk to me about food.
Well, I just had a few questions, and thanks for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. I have a soft spot for radio, and I'm glad to be here. But I was curious about some things as you've experienced them, and they might give me some ideas on how I can proceed. The first question that I had for you, so let's say you've got somebody that you really want to get to know and talk to, and you need to make an introduction or convince them to be interviewed, or how would you do it, or what's the most creative example of that you can think of that you've done in your career?
You know, I've talked to a lot of different really interesting people. What I find is that, you know, some people are easy. You know, one time I interviewed Paul Prudhomme, the chef from New Orleans, and he was very easy, and we just chatted away and had a great time because he was comfortable with it. What I like is when I find somebody, you know, I bring people on and I talk to them in print that are not familiar. They're not comfortable with talking to people. And I feel like my job then is to connect with them. Well, it's almost a therapeutic relationship where I'm bringing them out of themselves. The best thing is to ask people about themselves.
Okay.
And have them tell you their story, and I always find that's more interesting.
Then one thing that I do as a parent, my kids are 12 and 16, is I love to demonstrate to them what I do for my work because I love what I do for my job. Have you been able to do that very often, and maybe how have you found ways to do that? Or?
You know, we really should have my son Hans here. Sam will remember, but in the early days of Radio Nibbles, Hans came with me.
Yep.
Every week and sat here. There's a wonderful picture of him with huge headphones on his little head. He learned a lot about food and also about radio. Everybody knew him. Later on, he actually did some volunteer work here at the station, and he always just, and now he's a fine cook himself. He knows a tremendous amount about food, and it makes me very proud. He got to go on dining review dinners and things, and so he had an unusual food upbringing.
Yeah, I think sometimes my kids are as creative or as interested diners as I am, and so I try to bring them with me when I can. But the other question that I had, I'm struggling with editing myself and I'm never sorry once I take out some things, but it's a hard decision to make. Have you had to make those calls?
Every single thing I've ever done, every radio show, every piece of writing, I've written it too long. I have several pieces today that are, you know, they're sitting at about 2,000 words, and they need to be 500. Writing is chopping. What I do is dump everything into, you know, and then I start chopping things out. What's important to me when it's done, and the best thing you can do is read it aloud. It should sound like you. And sometimes when you say it out loud, you go, oh, that doesn't need to be there. And you concentrate and condense it, prioritize the best things you've got.
What makes you say something doesn't need to be there?
Some of that is just raw, you know, having done it long enough.
Okay.
Also, you have to trust your own editing and go, eh, nobody wants to hear that. So you end up with all this great leftover stuff, but in the end, you know, time and space, you know.
Got any headline writing tips?
Headline writing tips? Don't use your opening line.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Yep.
Make me want to read the story. When I was a newspaper editor, the most important things were, you know, people would get all hung up on the third paragraph and what was in it and stuff. And I'm going, look, you know, you got 5 seconds, maybe 15, in front of people, you know, when you're writing something. You better have a great headline. That's why I started writing my own headlines. Any story you see of mine in the Boulder Weekly, I wrote the headline. Mm-hmm. Because I don't, you know, I know what the story's about, and also I want them, they look at the headline, they look at the photo, they look at the cut line, they look at the first sentence, and I go, that first sentence, you know, you better grab them by the face, you know. Now it's my turn.
Okay.
You're covering the East County. What are some of the best things you've tasted lately?
Last weekend I had hot beer.
And
I went to Primitive Brewing, which is in Prospect neighborhood, just across from Babette's. And they stuck a poker into my dark beer. It's a big mug of it.
A red hot poker?
A red hot poker from the fire, as opposed to from the refrigerator. And it made the foam swell up. It tasted a little like marshmallows, and it was delicious. And it didn't make the beer too hot.
One more?
The fried rice at Suelo's Tiki Bar. It's delicious. You can have it any meal. I swear I could have it for breakfast. It was delicious.
Hot beer? Seriously?
Hot beer. You know, just to see that look of surprise on your face, because I know you've had a few beers in your time.
A few cold ones, yeah. I guess a hot one will be in my future. Well, Deb, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Great to see you, Sam.
It's good to see you. John Lendorf is here every single Thursday morning for Radio Nibbles. And you'll be back next Thursday and on into the future.
Yep. And you can read Deb's food writing at yellowscene.com.
Correct. And on Facebook as well.
Great. Thanks for being here.
Thank you again for having me.
Good to see you, John.
Take care.